Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject called the Bible Principle of Calling Things into Reality, and we're doing topic number 7, the ministry of Jesus. He called those things that be not as though they were. This subject is a 19-part series, and today we're actually doing with three examples: the feeding of the 5,000, the miraculous catch of fish, and also a man lame from his mother's womb at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Let us go to the first example, the feeding of the 5,000, and we find this in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Reading from verse 13, Jesus heard it, and he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard of it, they followed him on foot from the cities. Verse 14, and then when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the village and buy food for themselves." Verse 16. But Jesus said to them, "They do not have to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Verse 19, then he commanded the multitudes to all sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves and disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they ate and were all filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. In this example, we see Jesus in verse 16, "But Jesus said unto them, 'They do not need to depart. You give them something to eat.'" In this whole situation, there was no food there, and there was many, many people. The disciples were worried about the people not having any food. But Jesus operated in faith. He said, "You feed them. They don't have to depart." In this example, Jesus was calling for food. He used his faith. He used what he had, the loaves and the fishes, to feed the people. Also remember in this situation too that Jesus was not doing ministry. He had done ministry, of course, but in this situation, it was a normal daily situation where people had to get fed. Again, I would say to you, you are to call things that be not as though they were until they are, in your ministry situation and also in a daily life situation. Jesus spoke what he wanted. He didn't actually say, "There's food coming everywhere." He spoke what he wanted. He said, "Sit them down, give me the loaves and fishes." He blessed them and believed God to multiply everything to feed them. Let us turn now to the next example, the miraculous catch of fish. And we read this in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Reading from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. So it was that as the multitude pressed him about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake. And he saw 2 boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great multitude of fish, and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. In this example of the miraculous catch of fish, we see a situation where the fishermen had been out all night fishing. They'd come back and had caught absolutely nothing, and they were washing their nets and they were finishing for the day. When Jesus gets into your boat, when Jesus comes into your life, that is, listen to him, what he says, and what he says is the truth, and it will be manifested. Jesus said to the fishermen, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And they're thinking, of course, that's crazy, because we've been out all night and caught nothing, and you say, let down our nets. In other words, they were thinking, you're telling us to catch fish when we haven't got any fish. But they said, at your word, Lord, we will do that. So at the word of Jesus, they let down their nets and they caught a huge amount of fish, so much so that they had to fill two boats with the fish. It's very important here to listen to what Jesus says. When Jesus says something, it will happen. The natural must bow its knee to the supernatural and the power of God by faith. Let us now go to the third example, a lame man from his mother's womb at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. We go to Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Reading from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms or money from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms or for money, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who was begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement all that happened to him. In this example, it's important to see that these were ordinary men operating in the power of faith and also in the name of Jesus. In verse 6, it says, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have, I give you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It's very interesting. He's saying here, you're healed, but he's not saying the words, you are healed. He's saying, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The only way he could rise up and walk is if he was healed. So in reality, Peter was saying, you're healed in the Jesus name, get up and walk. And then he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and he got into his feet and ankles immediately strength. He added his actions to his faith. The man could have said, no, I'm not healed. I've got to stay here the rest of my life. But he didn't. He listened to the words of the apostles in the name of Jesus. He received faith from them, and he added his actions to their faith, his faith, and came together, and it produced healing for him. In this example, we see where Peter and John spoke what they wanted. They spoke the things that be not as though they were. They spoke in such a way that they call him healed. This is what God wants us to do in our normal daily life situation and or ministry. Thank you for being with me today. The next part coming is the final part, and it's called the final note. Thank you and God bless.